My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Jason Bishop, and Johnny Cake Solville, whose pockets got fatter during his vacation as he had not one but two takedowns.
So jelly.
In the poker room at MGM National Harbor. Congrats, Cakes.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Appreciate everybody coming out for the Cakes Classic on Friday. It was a great event.
Are you fun? Are you locking me in for October? I can't make the September one.
October, you should be good, yeah.
You talk to my man?
I will talk to the powers that be, nice. And I will get you locked in, sir.
Nice.
Don't you
get
worry.
In with Adam. Adam will take care of you.
Adam's a good dude.
Get you taken care of.
When he buys me dinner too. Just saying.
We'll see what we can do.
All right. Thank you.
So Josh Harris, the owner of the Commanders, had a press conference and he talked about the name change. Let's hear what Josh Harris says right now about a potential name change.
And you've made it pretty clear throughout that the name's not a priority right now. Is there any research that you have being done to see if the name is resonating with fans more than it was initially, or is that something that matters to you at all if it is growing in popularity?
It does matter. I just think that, and certainly, we've been very clear, we can't, for obvious reasons, the old name can't come back. But right now, we're focused on things that unify the team around our football team, right? And unify the city around our football team. And so, the first objective is we got to start winning football games. And we need everyone supporting the team and not things that might, drive people apart. Secondly, we're trying to find a new home. And again, unifying the city around that is important. And the name is one of those things that like a lot of opinions. But, I mean, I can't say, I've certainly not forgotten. I mean, like I said, I grew up here, okay? So I understand it. And, we brought back, we're going to start to do things that bring us back to our heritage, honoring our past. The gold, you saw the gold pants. Those are easy things to do. So, we are doing research and we're thinking about it, but like right now we're prioritizing the things that we've talked about and that's kind of the rationale for it.
I wonder how much research, because Grant asked kind of a yes or no question and it took him about 2 minutes to say at the very end, we are doing research.
Yes.
I don't know if they're researching the name change, like what names do people like in particular?
Why would you think he's lying?
It took him a long time. He could have said, yes, we're doing research right off the bat, but it's not a priority.
He likes to expand. He likes to pontificate.
Well, he's also talking. He's also trying to also emphasize the fact that it isn't a priority. Like, it makes it more believable. They got a million projects going on. That's one of the million. Where are we with the name and, the fans' comfort level with it? but it's on the back burner because I got all this other crap I got to do.
He's got the stadium.
To me,
stadium's
very,
way up here.
Very believable.
The stadium's way bigger.
Because let me tell you something. Yeah. The name change, as we've talked about ad nauseum to the point where we're all sick of it. It is a, as you can tell by Commanders, it can blow up in your face, and now you're really screwed for long. You know what I mean? Like, you can really screw up your brand.
You can do a lot of damage to
ask, it. Ask the Coca-Cola how new Coke went. Yeah. Like, you could really screw up your brand.
I've been pretty steadfast. I don't think they're going to change the name. I know Cakes has been on the opposite end. He believes they will change the name. I
think eventually it'll happen. Obviously, not, he said, not a priority. Not
I don't
soon.
Think it's going to happen.
If they win under this name, that goes away.
And slowly but surely, I'm seeing more Commanders gear out there. Now, it was next to nothing.
Pretty slowly.
At first. But I'm seeing more. Now, most of it is the hat with the W.
Right.
That could work for anything.
I should get that. I should get one.
But
of
if
those.
They start winning 8, 9, 10, 11 games and they're going to the playoffs, why change it?
Because it's your brand.
I know the game.
And your brand is important.
I know that the name
brand,
sucks.
People get used to stuff.
They do.
Just like, I mean, they're Wizards. Everyone hated the Wizards. Do you think they're changing the name?
No.
Everyone hated it.
I've never been a
that?
Huge fan.
Do you remember? Everyone. I'm fine with it.
You I mean, get used
I've,
to it.
I've learned, used to
I've
it.
Learned to live with it. Still don't love it, but I've learned to live with it.
I like it. I went from hating it to liking it. Sometimes that happens. Is everyone so... does no one change their mind about anything? Am I the only one? Sometimes I like something, then I hate it.
Sure.
Sometimes I like something, then I hate... Sometimes I hate something, then I like it.
Happens all the time.
I don't like the name Commanders. I think it is butt. But if we win under it, I will wear a big, giant Commanders thing. I'll have Commander. Hopefully, give me a ring. I mean, I want it all.
But in 5 years, you'll be fine with it.
Now you want a ring.
You want a ring. Right.
Well, if we're broadcasting at some point.
We've been very spoiled and lucky.
Yeah,
to get rings from the Caps
now
and
when
the
they
Nets.
Win to give the Junks rings.
Right.
I got to make sure my Caps ring is where I think it is. I haven't worn that thing in forever.
I second that because we've suffered through basically 30 years of on-air bad product, having to try to push a bad product or be excited about a bad football product that's been served to us for 30
but
years.
Eric,
if you had to guess,
Eric,
Cakes,
in 5 years, you're going to be fine with the name. Actually, less. You'll be fine with the name.
I'm probably...
I know it sucks now, but it's only been a couple years.
I kind of agree with you. It's because I already know they can't go back to Redskins, unfortunately. Mm. Because of the culture we live in, and you know the advertisers. The only way they could go back to Redskins is if they do what the Masters did, where they were boycotted by everybody, and they're like,
okay,
we won't have
whatever.
Any advertising. We'll just pay for it ourselves.
Yes,
that's the only way, and that's not going to happen.
Yeah,
that's the only. If they were willing to go that route, and I'm not suggesting they should be willing to. Then they could do
when
it.
When you pay $6 billion for a company, you're going
to welcome to the
you want a return on your investment.
Redskins tournament.
Right. Augusta National, they could call it the Masters for Redskins. I mean, they could call it whatever they wanted. Because
the Redskins
they don't take
open. The Redskins open.
Yeah, the Redskins open.
Right.
Because they don't care. But the National Football League, it's a different deal. Believe me, I think it's crazy. But it is what it is. But the Commander's name is brutal. I have a hard time saying it. But if they win,
it's not going to matter.
Care.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. If you want to chime in, do you think they will ever change name? Cake says yes, so give me the year. Just I'm not going to hold you to it, but if you had to guess.
I think there might be.
Because you believe they're going to change name. I don't.
I might have put a bet in about
you
it.
You think they're going to go from Commanders to whatever, the Red Hogs, whatever the heck they become.
I think he said within 3 years. Didn't you say that?
Yeah, I think I've consummated a bet. I'm looking for it. Yeah, I'll stick with that. Within 3 years, they'll have a new name.
Well, if you can't find that bet, I'll make the bet right now.
I'm pretty sure it's in here, or it might
that
be
That notebook
up,
is might, so bad.
It might be up here,
that
which
notebook
is a problem.
Was purchased in 2017.
I think you did say 3 years.
I think that's correct.
Yeah.
I'll,
right,
I'll
we
stick to that.
Put it in for $20.
$20?
You go over
right,
now. Sure.
Can you write it down?
Yeah, I'll write it down.
We're going to need to purchase a new Spiral notebook.
JP, this book has history.
It's like the Bible.
Has seen things.
The papers
over the years. Look at
all
it.
Fall out now.
That's what gives it
nobody cares.
Some nostalgia.
Character.
Yeah, that's character.
All right, so what are you're putting in there about the name change, that they're going to change it eventually?
He believes they will. I don't.
So I actually don't think they are
So
either.
By the start of the 2027 season, you think they'll have a new name?
Correct.
You're going to lose. I go over that.
I also have Reed Sheppard as the NBA Rookie of the Year. JP's got the field. Maybe I got caught up in Reed Sheppard mania.
Yeah.
You don't get caught up in all kinds of mania.
You know what is funny, though?
It doesn't look like it's going to be Alex Saar.
If they had just kept Washington football team, which, again, everyone mocked at first, and then
got used
people accepted it to the point where actually people liked it, if they had just kept Washington football team, they could have stayed that way. It was kind of had a uniqueness to it. It was, I think the way they came up with it was unintentionally brilliant. Like, I think they were just dumb.
They stumbled into
it. They stumbled into something. And it was like, oh, wow, it's kind of unique. Like, Washington football team. That's right. We're the effing football. You know, now Commanders is just
yeah, especially because Ron picked it.
Yeah, it makes you think of Ron.
Ron screwed it up again.
When you say Commanders, I think of Ron.
Yeah.
That's why you got to get rid of it.
I do, too. But if that
loser picked it.
Hold on. Let's just imagine 2 years from now. 2 years. I'm being optimistic. 2 years from now, second year of Jaden Daniels. He takes us on a sick playoff run, and he's got these Robert-like runs and these passes, and like we freaking win the Super Bowl. We have an iconic moment. You're not going to think of Ron anymore.
Good.
You're going to think of Jaden Daniels, and you're going to think of
think Commanders.
It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
I can't believe, like we talked about this last week, but Ron Rivera's first-round picks were so bad.
They traded
away Jahan Dotson.
They're brutal.
Chase Young's on his third team. Emmanuel Forbes is a toothpick, question mark. And who am I missing? Jamin Davis
is back.
Battling to make the team.
The only thing I will say in his defense is every coach likes to have their own guys. And even though I don't think Dotson has proven to be special, I do think that Ron would have found, because they want to justify their stuff, they would have found a way to still feature him so we don't say he's a bust. So that's the only thing.
And he did produce as a rookie.
Right.
People were excited for him as a rookie.
Don't you think that Commanders fans don't even think about the name change anymore until it's brought up? Until it's Josh Harris is asked about it.
Some people are obsessed with it.
But most of them are just, they've gotten over it.
Yeah, they've moved on.
Don't you think?
I don't know.
The great example until is the Wizards. And by the way, they haven't won anything. And I'm fine with the name Wizards, and I hated it at first.
It's still a massive downgrade from Bullets. Everybody would agree.
I guess. I mean, what's so special about Bullets other than it was what we grew up with?
It was actually a good team name.
Washington Bullets?
The Washington Bullets.
Let's be honest, though. What is attractive? Like, I liked it, too. I hated to see him change it. But I'm thinking on the fly. What made that special? Like, why is that name?
You got a connection to the name. It's what you grew up with.
It is what I grew up with. But if I look at it now 20 years at a distance, what's so great about the Bullets? I mean,
your kids grew up with Wizards.
It's intimidating.
Bullets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a cool
name. What's intimidating about Bullets? A bullet might kill you or something?
Or something. Yeah, of course. Strikes
I never
fear.
Thought of
that's
it.
That's why they said, all right, we got to get rid of it.
That's why they changed it.
You know what's funny about it? I never thought about it like a bullet, like a gun. I just thought about it like the dumb basketball team. I'm sorry.
You're just connecting it right now?
Maybe your brain's affected by Bullets fever.
I just didn't think of it that way.
The worst thing you're doing now is you keep repeating that the Wizards is a good name. It drives me insane. You're putting that out there in the atmosphere to people pick up on. It's the worst name. It's the worst brand in the NBA.
I like it.
It's horrible.
You've gotten
Washington
used
Wizards.
To it.
It has a nice ring to it.
Alliteration.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Actually, I like it. I like Walt the Wizard. I like Wizards.
You
sorry.
Like G-Wiz. Yeah. You like G-Wiz. You love Harry Potter.
You don't love Harry Potter.
He's just used
you don't
to
love
it.
Merlin, he's a wizard.
You're just used
I think,
to it by now.
Gandalf.
A wizard. I'm a wizard with a basketball. I like it. I don't have a problem with it.
Bullets greater than Wizards.
Sorry. Draft doesn't like it. Eric Fickell. The big silly likes it.
Well, I'm in the 96th percentile.
You're on the correct side of history.
You're just stubborn. You're tribal. Like you're in your tribe and you won't change.
I'm the stubborn one. Yeah.
He likes better than
stubborn.
No, yeah.
I told you I changed. I didn't like it. Now I like it. I'm open-minded.
You're doing a disservice to everybody.
I'm just being me.
There's a lot of responsibility that comes with that microphone.
You've accepted it.
Yeah, it's very grown up of you, Eric.
I've accepted it. It's fine.
Very mature.
Thank you.
You got other things to worry about in life. You don't think about stuff
I wore my Jordan Poole jersey 2 days ago while I was hitting golf balls in the backyard.
So stupid.
At least it wasn't in public.
My daughter saw a pic and she said, "What the F are you wearing?" Yeah. All right, let's go to Drew in DC. Drew, what's up?
Hey, coaches, man, how y'all doing, man? Hey, I just think they'll probably change the name, man. Once the stadium gets in, I think they'll make a big splash. You know, once the stadium gets in.
All right, well, that's 7-8 years.
We'll be 60 when that happens.
That's why I'm saying it, because it is going to be something. You know, like the Commanders, man. This stuff is just going to wear you down, man. To like the Wizards, man. I hate the name, but that's what we call them now. I think when you get a winning atmosphere, you know, that kind of like cures everything.
Will
man.
You be honest, Drew?
Yeah.
Wizards has kind of grown on you a little bit.
Yeah, it has. Like I thank said, you know, over the years, it doesn't wore me down.
Thank you. I agree. Who cares how it kind of wore you down?
And it's been around so long. Like, my kids grew up not with the Bullets. They know nothing about the Bullets. Wizards, their whole life.
Yeah. I actually think the Bullets sounds archaic at this point.
Oh, how dare you.
I just can't believe you never connected it to the gun.
I just didn't think about a gun. I just thought about Greg Ballard, Jeff Malone, Elvin Hayes.
Greg sure. Ruland.
I just thought about... Rick basketball Moore. Team. I didn't think
guns are scary. We're the scary. Well, yeah, but he was also 8 years old. Yeah. He wasn't thinking about that.
Yeah. It's just the bullets. I don't, you know.
He wasn't thinking about the definition of the word.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain that. I mean, I don't even. Don't get me started.
All right, let's come back. We'll take more of your calls. 800-636-1067. We just heard from Josh Harris. Grant Paulson asked him about the name change, whether they're doing research, whether it's top priority. It's certainly not top priority. Your reaction next here on The Junkies.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Get to be my money.
All right, we just heard from Josh Harris. He had a press conference over the weekend. He talked everything from the stadium to the gold pants to the name change.
Speaking of that, before we go to the callers, do you want to hear my out-of-the-box idea for the new name?
Sure.
You guys can mock me if you want.
All right, so this is actually a legitimate...
It's a legitimate thought.
Like, not Red Wolves.
No, it's not.
All right, go ahead. You're not doing a bit.
I'm not doing a bit.
Okay, go ahead. Have you thought about it, or just came about it during the commercial break?
I think it's actually a really good name.
When did you have this epiphany? During a poker session?
A week or so ago.
All right. Okay, were you talking with somebody?
No.
All right. It's just
introducing the rebranded Washington Gold.
I thought you always liked the team.
Usually, I don't like the team names that don't end in an S. But hear me out.
All right.
The Olympics got you thinking?
No, it's valuable. It's a powerful name. Burgundy and gold. It's short. You don't need to shorten it.
So why not call it the Washington Burgundy and Gold?
Too wordy. It's too much. Commanders is already long enough. Shorten it. Washington
Gold.
Gold. Do you hate it?
Or last night, the black. Here. Washington Black.
You hate it or you like it?
Hate it.
Hate it?
Meh.
Meh. Drab?
They'd be more. It'd be better if it was Washington Burgundy.
Meh.
Meh. Mike Marr.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. I was expecting way more. That just like took the wind out of my sails.
That's fine.
You need the Price is Right.
Yeah. What about gold Jason, gold hogs?
Play that again. You just asked me.
I actually think it's a great name.
It's a great name for a different team. It's not a great name. Like maybe it's a great name for a new arena football team.
Okay, maybe.
But not for the Washington Redskins.
Give me a team.
Yeah.
In any sport.
Yes.
I'm so glad
that is
that.
Just a color.
That's just a color?
Yeah. Because you're
like
going
the just green wave,
browns.
Tulane,
okay,
green
the browns.
Wave, the
browns. But it's not really a color, but I mean, brown's a color, but that's not why they named it.
Just the color?
I think it's a decent name. It might be. It's not,
it has an S, which
usually
Cakes
I like
usually
the,
wants
the
S.
Usually
at the
I'm
end.
An S guy. I kind of like that. I like that idea.
What about the Reds, JP?
Reds.
Yes.
See, there's plenty of
White
them.
Sox.
The Blues. You're doing the rainbow here.
It's not that crazy. I don't think it's a crazy idea. No. I think it's actually a pretty good idea.
I think it might be a decent name, but not for the Redskins because no one honestly, I mean, maybe Billy Kilmer, but nobody thinks of them as gold.
No, burgundy and gold.
I know, but the burgundy's more primary than the gold. You're naming them after the secondary color.
It's actually, the colors work in tandem. One's not more important than the other.
Burgundy is more prominent.
You can't name them burgundy.
I agree.
Gold, though. Gold.
He likes the one syllable and the color. He likes it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it pops.
Okay for like a gaming team or something. Or you know,
that Sun and Kill fried his brain.
Clearly, it's not resonating with this room.
You know, maybe
what Sun?
Any Sun?
I was protected from the Sun. I was away from the Sun.
Yeah. All right, let's hit the phones here.
All right, let's bang some of these out. All right,
that did not go over well.
I don't think it's a bad name. I just don't think it.
It doesn't
pop. It's a good name for the Redskins.
Yeah.
I think of them, more as a burgundy than I do a gold, if I had to pick one of the two.
I don't know.
The one in front.
And by the way, I hate burgundy. I can't wear it with anything. Matches nothing. But it is their team color, yeah. So we got to keep it.
Yep.
All right. Let's go to Andre.
What's up, Dre?
Yeah, good morning. It's funny. Somebody said the Golden Hog, and I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
You know what was meh was that movie that Kevin recommended this past weekend. Sorry, my wife wasn't that great, but I do think that was
a five star.
Which one
he gave
that?
It a five star?
Yeah, the Darling thing. I went there really excited.
Was it terrible?
It was like the serial killer deal.
I was looking forward to it.
It's one of those things where I think if you're a movie buff, you can appreciate it. But just as a fan, it's something kind of, at least for me, it just it wasn't. I expected more.
I'm not going to see it. That's all it took. It's just one guy. It just took one guy to down. All right, sorry. Go ahead.
I used to call you guys all the time about Gangs of London. It's finally on Netflix, so I mean you'll enjoy it if you watch Gangs of London Netflix. Listen, I read this article and I just saw it like yesterday, so I'm not too sure. You know, it could have been a really old article, but you know something about the Redskins finally changed the AstroTurf at FedEx Field. At Redskins Park, and it just occurred to me, man, there's so many, you know, things that this team needs to be, you know, to be a viable team that, you know, ownership needs to change that, yeah, as a fan, you would like to see the name change because it's very, well, I don't know if it's tangible, but it's right there in your face, but there's so many things behind the scenes. Again, if the team is only now removing the AstroTurf from Redskins Park, it just screams to me, man, there's so many things they got to do first before the name change that, in my mind, you know, we can keep the Commanders for another couple of years. Let's get this team into a winning team, and hopefully
right.
We'll be all right.
Thank you, Andre.
Thank
I appreciate
Andre.
The call, buddy. Thank you.
I think,
you.
EB, maybe you tweeted about this, but we found out that they changed all the seats. And the reason we never understood why some seats were like burgundy and the rest
gold.
Of them were yellow.
Gold?
And, yes, and they were just all – it just looked like a
do
horrible
– Do you know why they were?
Yeah.
So explain.
I said we learned – because they just replaced them like one at a time.
Because Dan was too cheap.
Is that all they did?
They were just throwing in. Like, he didn't care.
He didn't care.
Broken
seat.
Broken seat. Just get another one.
That's why it looked like you thought it was some sort of like stroke of brilliance, creative brilliance or something. No, they're just cheap.
That's why there was no pattern. Because it was random.
Random.
How ugly is that? Just to have random colors. So
I thought they were doing it to cover up the lack of people there. That sometimes you might look up and think that those were people.
Just be distracted.
Right, because it's not gold.
All right, let's go to Greg in Reston.
Hey, morning, fellas.
What's up, Greg?
Lurch, you know how some people hate the word moist? That's how it feels every time we have to say you know how everybody has like that word that they hate to hear? That's how it feels every time you even have to say commander. So when you say that, people get over it.
So you still hate it. Okay.
Say it.
All right.
And you have to, like even EB earlier in the segment said, you know, oh God, I hate saying commander.
I do have a hard time saying it, to be honest with
you. It's easier to say gold.
We all do.
It's not because I can't articulate the word, Cakes.
I know. I'm just telling you.
Greg, my point was that I think most people are kind of just, they get over it. And then when it's brought up again, then they say, oh yeah, you know what? I do hate that.
Exactly.
I hate that name.
Whenever you're just talking casual about the name, though, it always comes up and you have a little grimace.
How do you like gold?
Right.
I'm not a big fan of gold, not going to lie. I love Cakes trying, but yeah.
But you would.
Hey, I didn't take a swing.
I'm curious, Cakes, when exactly, if you can think, did it pop into your head? And
like a week ago. I'm telling
you. Okay, but like, do you remember exactly where you were or anything?
I don't know when I had the epiphany. This brilliant idea.
I'm just wondering if you then shared it with your wife. Who'd you share with first?
You thought you stumbled into it.
Listen to me for a second. When Josh Harris comes out in 3 or 4 years and says, we're changing the name of the team. It's a lot of market research, and we're going to go with Washington Gold. I will have the last laugh.
Yeah, good luck.
I'm just curious, like life, just think back. When you came up with it, you probably shared it with somebody, maybe your wife.
I saved it. This was the first time. I saved it to share it here.
Okay.
This is the unveiling.
When did you start thinking about that?
Last week. I don't know.
Down in South Kakalaki?
No, probably while I was folding hands in one of the tournaments I played this past week.
Or he got a hand that was as good as gold. He was like,
exactly.
All right,
I got a pair of aces.
Yeah.
Gold.
Cakes.
Yes.
This is apropos, so it's not just a gratuitous plug.
Okay, yes.
Eric-Bickle-3.
Mm-hmm.
Ben says, $3, tell Cakes that was trash. Okay.
Yes.
Andrew, I actually think this is a good one. I know what the answer will be, but I would love this if they did. I actually would like this. I would embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Andrew, $5. Can we go back to the original name, the Braves?
You love Washington Braves?
Well, I like it better than the gold.
I like it, yeah.
And the Commanders.
Yeah. Like, I like that.
Don't like it. Why? You're naming yourself after a Nats NL East rival. That's a terrible idea.
No, it's actually their original name.
That's fine. Doesn't mean I have
now,
to like
I know
it.
What they're going
to
say. We don't want any Native American imagery. Well, that's just stupid.
I mean, I think
Braves, I mean, nobody could say there's a negative connotation to being brave.
Then you're gonna
you'd have to be really.
You're gonna have tomahawk chopping. You're gonna have that's a can of worms.
I don't understand. Are you drawing? Is it a moniker for the Native Americans or just being brave in general?
I mean, I'm sure it's a reference to Native Americans, but who cares? It's a positive attribute.
Of course, it's a reference to it.
Brave.
The only reason he's bringing it up is he got a Venmo.
What?
Then it would be brave. You don't understand. You don't know that they're trying to change the Atlanta Braves name every year.
No, I know. I've heard it, but I've heard. But who cares?
You know what? I'm glad they have it.
It's impossible that they're going to be named the Washington Braves. That's never going to happen.
Maybe brave, but not Braves.
It's better than
brave. It's a billion times worse than gold. If they're just the
Braves?
Washington,
it's the original name.
No, without an S, you're going to call them the Washington Brave?
I'd rather have the Braves.
That's a terrible name.
The Brave.
Their original name. Go back to their original name. It has a pun. Who can say anything negative about being effing brave? There's nothing negative.
Just that the Atlanta team has it and they're a division rival. I think Cakes noted that.
Who cares? There's a
Some
million
people
tigers.
Care.
Can't do it.
There's a million. I mean, who cares?
You know what? I don't care.
I know you don't
I
care.
I literally don't care.
I'm Team Braves. From here
All right, good.
On out.
All right. Whatever team you're on, I like
I'm
it.
I'm a Team Braves.
Somebody send Eric $5 so we can get a better name
I know.
For him.
It's all about his Venmo.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Ray.
If someone sends you 20, you will like that more.
Possibly.
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey.
How are you doing? Hey, look, number one, let's just start with this. The day that they announced the name change, I felt like I got pulled off my dad's lap watching the Super Bowl in 91. Like, we lost everything when the name changed.
So, no, you didn't. Not... You didn't lose that. You didn't lose that.
Yeah, but the reality of it is, if you compare the word Commanders objectively to other stupid NFL names like Giants and Buccaneers and Patriots, the word is no different than any of them. The mistake that this team made was by parading Josh Harris and Ron Rivera out to say, hey, fans, we're going to let you name this team. And now every single person feels entitled to say, well, I'm the one that should have chosen the name, and the name that I chose should have been the one. It's like when you have kids and you tell them, hey, we're going to have whatever you want for dinner tonight. And one kid wants pizza and one kid wants spaghetti. And everyone's mad and no one's happy. As opposed to just saying, hey, kids, you know what's for dinner tonight?
Yeah.
Pizza's for dinner tonight.
Yeah, might have been better than that.
They can't do
that
focus groups. They can't ask for fan input.
Well, Josh Harris wasn't part of the name change, by the way.
Yeah, he meant Jason Wright.
Sorry, I meant Jason Wright.
It was fake fan input. We even had Ron on here the day before, and he's basically one of the guys credited with being behind. He told us he didn't know the name. I still, to this day, it's the most...
He could have just said, I know the name, I just can't tell you.
Why wouldn't you say that?
The only thing that would make Eric more mad...
The most disingenuous moment in the history of the show.
The only thing that would make him more mad is if Eric Bieniemy came up with the name.
No, Eric Bieniemy was just incompetent. An incompetent, I'll say it, buffoon. Sorry. Let's go to Larry. Annapolis. Larry, what's up?
Larry.
Not a whole lot. Good morning, fellas. Happy Monday.
What's up, man?
First of all, let me say, Cakes, I don't hate it. The Washington gold kind of has a little bit of a ring
like
to it.
It
sounds all right to me.
I like it for some
other team, but go ahead.
Imagine if we get, Jonathan Allen and them going and we call it the gold rush. Or, it has potential. I like it.
I'm telling you, this is my guy.
All right, Team Cakes. All right, thank you, buddy. What?
There aren't many of you. There are not many of us. It seems very unpopular.
I like
TV show, right? Gold Rush?
Yeah.
It's my fantasy football team name, Gold Rush.
Is it?
Yeah. Because Niners.
I'm telling you, gold's
Niner
very
fan.
Popular.
All right. I'm getting,
popular thing.
I'm getting a Charlie horse. Can we go to break?
What are you getting a Charlie horse from?
I don't know.
It's inactivity. Lethargy.
No.
It's a sedentary lifestyle.
Are you kidding? I walked 18 holes, carried my bag, did sauna, and I'm not hydrated enough. Friggin' hamstrings.
Drink some water, brother.
Huh?
Drink some water.
I know. I am.
Coming up at 9 o'clock, Nikki Javal from the Washington Post joins us as we talk Commanders as they close out their preseason. We're 2 weeks away from the start of the NFL regular season here in D.C. Don't go anywhere. We'll talk to Nikki Javal. Beat reporter covers the Commanders from the Washington Post shortly. Mm-hmm. And we've gotten to the end of the preseason. We put up our poll of the day, whether you're more optimistic, less optimistic, or the same after the preseason when it comes to the Commanders. Same is winning at 57%. And you can't read too much into the preseason. But man, does Trey Lance have problems throwing the football.
Yeah, my Trey Lance
that was
shares,
not a good one.
They're at an all-time low.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're basically delisted shares at
so
this point.
Trey Lance, who was drafted...
Third overall?
By the 49ers.
Yep, third overall.
They made a big trade for him. Got to play the entire game for the Cowboys in the final preseason game.
Yep.
Now, if you were to look at some positive statistics for Trey Lance in the preseason, I believe amongst all quarterbacks... He led preseason quarterbacks in yards passing
and attempts
and yards rushing.
Mm-hmm.
He may have even led running backs in rushing. So start with the positive. He had a touchdown pass and he had 11 runs for 90 yards and a touchdown.
Yep.
And it was a spectacular touchdown run. I don't know if you saw the highlight.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the highlight?
I did see the highlight.
It's pretty spectacular. I mean, he's fast as hell. Big dude, physical.
But
he threw the ball 49 times. He did complete 33 of them. That's a pretty good percentage, right? It's about 66%.
Mm-hmm.
He had 5 interceptions.
Five.
Not good. But he's a backup.
Yeah, he's, I mean, if he's
And that's not
starter,
good for a backup either, obviously, but he's a backup.
And he'll probably remain a backup
yeah.
for the entirety of his career.
I told you guys, he's the lowest rated quarterback I ever critiqued on the show. Coming out of college, that one game I saw, it was unfair. He only played like one game that year.
He yeah. barely played because, right, in college?
Yeah.
He played one year of college.
Played 1 year, and then, he was so inaccurate. He was throwing it off. The problem is he's such a great athlete, you think he'll figure it out. But
man, I really flag planted on Trey Lance, too.
He did.
Yeah.
I flag planted, and then over the last few years, I
face planted.
Yeah. I went from one to the other. And what are you going to do? Sometimes you get them wrong.
I couldn't believe what I saw, actually, when you watched the one game. But anyway,
I didn't watch the game live. I just saw the highlights, a couple of the interceptions. And like, what is he doing?
Right.
Is that one where Adam Peters kind of deflects and says, you know what? I wasn't really the guy waving the flag for Trey Lance.
It's a great point, Cakes. It's been under-talked about here. It's a great point. He's thought of as being this personnel genius.
I know.
A lot of people want to give him credit for stuff.
I want to give him all the credit.
He has to own his misses, too. We all miss.
Now, if I were him, I would do everything within my power to say, well, that was
John
that
Lynch.
That was more of a John Lynch pick. I was just, I couldn't protest it.
Well, the word on the street is that Kyle Shanahan did not want Lance.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But John Lynch did, or maybe it was Peters and Lynch.
I don't know.
Well, it was highlight. Ben Standick did ask, I guess, and it was clarified. And I guess we knew all along, whatever. It's not something that I had thought of. But Dan Quinn did reiterate when asked that Adam Peters does have final say over the roster,
mm-hmm.
which is different than Shanny, allegedly, different than Ron.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But I always felt like with Charlie, maybe I'm wrong. But like with Charlie and whatever coach he had, Charlie was brought in the players, and then Norv or whoever, Joe, they had final say on who they played and who they kept.
I'm pretty cool with Peters having the final call.
I feel like the coach should have the final call. I kind of like that model better, maybe. I'm just, again, you could correct me. I'm just thinking off the top of my head. But
Peter,
the GM gives you all the talent, and then you pick the players that best fit your scheme and everything. He gives you the ones to choose from, the initial pool.
Yeah.
And you're the one coaching them. You're the one whose ass is on the line.
I feel like Quinn should have input, but I also feel like Peter should have the final say.
My guess is they're probably on the same page 99 times out of 100.
Yes.
He's majoring in that. Quinn is majoring in the coaching. Peter's rightly is majoring in the personnel and the scouting.
Right, but if the coach and they're not always on the same page. I assume this group, especially because they're brand new, they are probably.
I think there's some synergy
every
there.
There's no doubt. But I don't know.
And they're not going to hit on all of them. There's going to be stumbling blocks.
Right,
there
course.
Just is. You just got to be. Your top picks need to hit.
Oh yeah, he's got to have a way better resume.
Well, they missed
Ron.
On a top pick. Adam Peters missed on a top pick.
Adam Peters and his boss, yes.
Yeah, well, he's part of it.
Yes,
he can't get the wins and not take the L's.
Sometimes it happens, especially at that position, quarterback.
Believe me, I take a lot of L's.
Oh, yeah. I take plenty of L's.
Yeah.
By the way, on another side note, much less important, I've noticed that Dan Quinn is coaching with the backwards hat, which I like. I like that
that's what he does.
Giving everybody the middle finger and saying, I'm going to wear my hat backwards on the sideline.
That's what he does.
You guys can all F off.
Yeah.
I'm a backwards hat guy at 53 or 54 years old.
I feel like he looks like a coordinator, not a head coach that way, but hey, you do you. Belichick cut his sleeves off.
That's his style.
You do you.
He was on the show last week, Cakes.
I saw that.
Good interview.
Yeah. Backwards hat guy, Dan Quinn.
Right now, Dan Quinn is, and I assume this will be how he'll always be. Who knows when things go really south, but because they always do around here. He's very patient, very cordial with the media.
Yep.
We haven't seen him like lash out at anybody.
It's just the way he is.
So revisiting that Trey Lance deal.
Yeah.
The Dolphins had the pick. Traded to the Niners. It was the number 3 pick in the draft in 2021. In return, they got 2 first round picks, which they got the 12th pick and the 29th pick. One was in 2021, one was in 2022.
Was that Waddle?
They also got a third round pick in 2022. Oh, and they had a first round pick this year. So a total of three first round picks. None were as high as number three.
Mm-hmm.
And that third round pick in 2022.
Did they utilize one of those picks to acquire Tyreek Hill?
I'm not positive.
Pretty sure they did.
Seems like a pretty good return for the Dolphins for the right to draft Trey Lance.
Valdez.
That's impressive.
Why does it say quickly, Donks ricked Valdez this weekend? Is it ricked or riced?
Or raced. Is it raced, ricked, or riced?
I know. We were debating.
I guess it's not riced.
I think it's ricked. I thought maybe people put rice in his car.
No, no, no. I was at a viewing for a family friend on Friday.
Uh-huh.
And I've made this proclamation, and I'm sticking with it. Right. When I die, I'm going to have a bouncer at my viewing and at my funeral.
He's going to kick out who?
Well, just Donks are there in like cargo shorts, flip-flops.
Oh, the riffraff. Yeah. Tell them to get out.
And then, like, the guy just died. It's disrespectful.
It is disrespectful.
And yeah,
they're hillbillies.
Me.
They just done it.
I know, and they're showing off like their tattoos on their calves and everything.
Cargo shorts. You immediately get tossed.
I have a family full of hillbillies. They don't know any better.
I mean, have some class. There's three people in suits the entire viewing. I was one of them.
Yeah.
Look,
you did the right thing.
I don't feel like you have to wear a suit, but you can't wear flip-flops and
cargo shorts, t-shirts.
Cargo shorts.
You can't. You have to wear long pants.
You're just disheveled. Yeah, hair's not combed.
Comb your hair,
I mean,
take a shower.
It was tilting.
Look presentable.
You're right, but I have family that are that way. I really
do. This will probably get back to them and
But the son
was wearing an Orioles tie.
I went to one 3 years ago where somebody showed up in jean shorts.
He had an orange shirt,
right?
Long sleeve shirt with a black Orioles tie with the Oriole bird on it.
Not surprised.
Was it the guy's father who passed?
Yes, it was his father.
Well, maybe the father asked him to wear that.
A huge Orioles fan.
Yeah.
Is that part of the idea?
Well, he did tell us they would watch their last game together when he knew he was dying.
That is a
connection there. He's actually one of the guys with a tie.
Right.
Yeah, I had a tie on.
Some people like that, though. What? Funerals that are loosey-goosey, like Hawaiian shirts, and celebration of life.
He wasn't like a parrot head.
he wasn't getting buried in Margaritaville.
Yeah. Some people want their funerals to be like a party.
But also,
I don't know any of these people, but I'm telling you, I have cousins. They're just hillbillies.
It's not like that because he was like a deacon at three churches. The guy's a man of faith.
No,
it's just
he is.
I know. I'm just saying. I don't know. So show some respect.
Yeah,
it was disrespectful.
Very disrespectful.
I don't smelly, think you should disheveled. See people's hairy legs or flip flops.
Oh yeah, flip flops.
At a viewing,
just gross. I want to see your bunions.
Yeah, flip flops should be outlawed at funerals or viewings.
It was. I
just have a little respect for the dead.
Yeah, and when I die, I'm going to have a bouncer at the front, and it's going to look you over and I'll let you in or not.
Put it in your will.
I am. I'm going to.
That means Adam can't go.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you see CK sent me a video of Adam doing a promo on TV?
Yeah, he was on Fox 5.
Yeah, he was on Fox 5, and he literally looked like he went through a tornado and dutied all over himself.
He looks like he's got the beard growing out bigger.
Yeah, he's terrible.
Wearing a t-shirt, head shaved, fat, right. Broke.
There's an extra on Twisters.
Just every calamity that could happen to you.
200-300 feet, oh, please look at that. Someone roof flying up about 200-300 feet. Oh.
Come on. I've been away 2 weeks, Lord. And I pulled that like that.
That was
Can
impressive.
You find that clip? I haven't heard it in a long time. That I'm from PG or whatever. Don't
Valdez has that.
That is one of my favorite clips. Uh-huh.
That's not over here.
It was like the guy was out in the snow or something, right?
I can't
remember.
It
was like a snow day.
Can't remember the setup.
He was like, I'm not scared or something because I'm from PG.
Right.
Or
yep. Not from PG.
Made me. Every time I hear that, I think of that guy, MCOK.
I hope he's still with us.
He was from Brentwood. He was from DC.
Do you have it, Valdez? Did you find it? I'll never forget. It was a man on the street interview. And it was like during snow. And, you know, the anchors are just killing time. And they just interviewed this donk. And here you go. Come on, this computer stinks so bad.
All right, so I don't advise this to walk across the middle of the street, but there's nobody coming. Hey, what's going on?
What's going on over loving it.
You love this stuff.
Huh? I'm loving it.
Where are you from?
Pennsylvania originally.
So finally brought a little snow.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
I never got to see it when I was locked up earlier this year.
What's your name?
Paul Willis.
So you're out in the fresh air.
Yes, I am.
I love it. How much more do you want? A lot of snow?
Oh, no more.
No more snow. No more. All right. Have you shoveled yet?
No.
Are you going to shovel?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't live in this county. I live in PG.
that's where we came from.
He lives in PG. That was live look at my funeral.
That's from PG.
All right, we got to take a break. Coming up next, Nikki Javala from the Washington Post here on the Junkies. We'll talk to Nikki Javala, beat reporter, covers the Commanders from the Washington Post shortly. Mm-hmm. And we've gotten to the end of the preseason. We put up our poll of the day, whether you're more optimistic, less optimistic, or the same after the preseason when it comes to the Commanders. Same is winning at 57%. And you can't read too much into the preseason, but man, does Trey Lance have problems throwing the football.
Yeah, my Trey Lance,
that was
shares,
not a good one.
They're at an all-time low.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're basically delisted shares at
so
this point.
Trey Lance, who was drafted
third overall
by the 49ers,
yep, third overall,
they made a big trade for him. Got to play the entire game for the Cowboys in the final preseason game.
Yep.
Now, if you were to look at some positive statistics for Trey Lance in the preseason, I believe amongst all quarterbacks, he led preseason quarterbacks in yards passing
and attempts
and yards rushing.
Mm-hmm.
He may have even led running backs in rushing. So start with the positive. He had a touchdown pass. And he had 11 runs for 90 yards and a touchdown.
Yep.
And it was a spectacular touchdown run. I don't know if you saw the highlight.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the highlight?
I did see the highlight.
It's pretty spectacular. I mean, he's fast, sell, big dude, physical.
But
he threw the ball 49 times. He did complete 33 of them. That's a pretty good percentage, right? It's about 66%.
Mm-hmm.
He had 5 interceptions. Five.
Not good. But he's a backup.
Yeah, he's, I mean, if he's
and that's
your
not
starter,
good for a backup either, obviously, but he's a backup.
And he'll probably remain a backup for the entirety of his career.
I told you guys he's the lowest rated quarterback I ever critiqued on the show. Coming out of college, that one game I saw, it was unfair. He only played like one game that year.
He barely played, because, right, in college?
Yeah.
He played one year of college.
He played one year, and then... I mean, he was so inaccurate. He was throwing it off. The problem is he's such a great athlete, you think he'll figure it out. But
man, I really flag planted on Trey Lance, too.
He did.
Yeah.
I flag planted, and then over the last few years, I
face planted.
Face planted. Yeah. I went from one to the other. And what are you going to do? Sometimes you get them wrong.
I couldn't believe what I saw, actually, when you watched the one game. But anyway,
I didn't watch the game live. I just saw the highlights, a couple of the interceptions. And what is he doing?
Right.
Is that one where Adam Peters kind of deflects and says, you know what? I wasn't really the guy waving the flag for Trey Lance.
It's a great point, Cakes. It's been under-talked about here. It's a great point. He's thought of as being this personnel genius.
I know.
A lot of people want to give him credit for stuff.
I want to give him all the credit.
He has to own his misses, too. We all miss.
Now, if I were him, I would do everything within my power to say, well, that was
John
Lynch.
That
was more of a John Lynch pick. I was just, you know, I couldn't protest it.
Well, the word on the street is that Kyle Shanahan did not want Lance.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But John Lynch did, or maybe it was Peters and Lynch.
I don't know.
Well, you know, it was highlight. Ben Standick did ask, I guess, and it was clarified. And I guess we knew all along, whatever. It's not something that I had thought of. But Dan Quinn did reiterate when asked that Adam Peters does have final say over the roster,
mm-hmm.
which is different than Shanny, allegedly, different than Ron.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But I always felt like with Charlie, maybe I'm wrong. But like with Charlie and whatever coach he had, Charlie was brought in the players, and then Norv or whoever, Joe, they had final say on who they played and who they kept.
I'm pretty cool with Peters having the final call.
I feel like the coach should have the final call. I kind of like that model better, maybe. I'm just, again, you could correct me. I'm just thinking off the top of my head. But
Peter,
the GM gives you all the talent, and then you pick the players that best fit your scheme and everything. He gives you the ones to choose from, the initial pool.
Yeah.
And you're the one coaching them. You're the one whose ass is on the line.
I feel like Quinn should have input. But I also feel like Peter should
My
have the final say.
My guess is they're probably on the same page 99 times out of 100.
Yes.
He's majoring in that. Quinn is majoring in the coaching. Peter's rightly is majoring in the personnel and the scouting.
Right, but if the coach and they're not always on the same page. I assume this group, especially because they're brand new, they are. Probably
I think there's some synergy
every
there.
There's no doubt. But I don't know.
And they're not going to hit on all of them. There's going to be stumbling blocks.
Right,
there just is. You just got to be. Your top picks need to hit.
Oh, yeah. He's got to have a way better resume than
Ron. Well, they missed
Ron.
On a top pick. Adam Peters missed on a top pick.
Adam Peters and his boss, yes.
Yeah, well, he's part of it.
Yes.
He can't get the wins and not take the L's.
Sometimes it happens, especially at that position, quarterback.
Believe me, I take a lot of L's.
I take. Plenty of L's.
Yeah.
By the way, on another side note, much less important, I've noticed that Dan Quinn is coaching with the backwards hat, which I like. I like that he's
That's what he does.
Giving everybody the middle finger and saying, I'm going to wear my hat backwards on the sideline.
That's what he does.
You guys can all F off.
Yeah.
I'm a backwards hat guy at 53 or 54 years old.
I feel like he looks like a coordinator, not a head coach that way, but hey, you do you. Belichick cut his sleeves off.
That's his style.
You do you.
He was on the show last week, Cakes.
I saw that.
Good interview. Yeah.
Backwards hat guy, Dan Quinn.
Right now, Dan Quinn is, and I assume this will be how he'll always be. Who knows when things go really south, but because they always do around here. He's very patient, very cordial with the media.
Yep.
We haven't seen him like lash out at anybody
yet. The way he is.
So revisiting that Trey Lance deal.
Yeah.
The Dolphins had the pick. Traded to the Niners. It was the number 3 pick in the draft in 2021. In return, they got 2 first-round picks, which they got the 12th pick and the 29th pick. One was in 2021. One was in 2022.
Was that Waddle?
They also got a third-round pick in 2022. Oh, and they got a first-round pick this year. So a total of 3 first-round picks. None were as high as number 3. And that third-round pick in 2022.
Did they utilize one of those picks to acquire Tyreek Hill?
I'm not positive.
Pretty sure they did.
Seems like a pretty good return for the Dolphins for the right to draft Trey Lance.
Valdez.
That's impressive.
Why does it say quickly, Donks ricked Valdez this weekend? Is it ricked or riced?
Or raced. Is it raced, ricked, or riced?
I know. We were debating.
I guess that's not riced.
I think it's ricked.
I thought maybe people put rice in his car.
No, no, no. I was at a viewing for a family friend on Friday. And I've made this proclamation, and I'm sticking with it. Right. When I die, I'm going to have a bouncer at my viewing and at my funeral.
He's going to kick out who?
Well, just donks are there in like cargo shorts, flip-flops.
Oh, the riffraff. Tell them to get out.
And then, like, the guy just died. It's disrespectful.
That is disrespectful.
And it tilts me. They're hillbillies. They just done
I know, and they're showing off like their tattoos on their calves and everything.
Cargo shorts. Hey, you immediately get tossed.
I have a family full of hillbillies. They don't know any better.
I mean, have some class. There's 3 people in suits the entire viewing. I was one of them.
Yeah. You did the right thing.
I don't feel like you have to wear a suit, but you can't wear flip-flops and
cargo shorts, t-shirts.
Cargo shorts.
You can't
believe
you have to wear long pants.
You just they're disheveled. Hair's not combed.
Comb your hair,
I mean,
take a shower.
It was tilting.
Look presentable. Sorry.
You're right, but I have family that are that way. I really
And then this will probably get back to them and
They'll
but
packed,
but the son man. The son was wearing an Orioles tie.
I went to one 3 years ago where somebody showed up in jean shorts.
He had an orange shirt,
right?
Long sleeve shirt with a black Orioles tie with the Oriole bird on it.
Not surprised.
Was it the guy's father who passed?
Yes, it was his father.
Well, maybe the father asked
He's
him to wear that.
A huge Orioles fan. Yeah. I'm guessing.
Is that part of the idea?
Well, he did tell us they would watch their last game together when he knew he was dying.
That is a
connection there. He's actually one of the guys with a tie.
Right.
Yeah, I had a tie on. Something
magic happened. Some people like that, though.
What?
Funerals that are loosey-goosey, Hawaiian shirts, and celebration of life.
He wasn't like a parrot head.
he wasn't getting buried in Margaritaville.
Yeah. Like, some people want their funerals to be like a party.
Right.
I don't know any of these people, but I'm telling you, I have cousins. They're just hillbillies.
It's not like that because he was like a deacon at three churches. The guy's a man of faith.
No, it
just,
he is.
I know. I'm just right. saying. I don't know. So show some respect.
Yeah,
it was disrespectful.
Very disrespectful.
I don't think you should see people's hairy legs or flip flops.
Oh yeah, flip flops.
At a viewing,
just gross. I don't want to see your bunions.
Yeah, flip flops should be outlawed at funerals or viewings.
It was. I just
have a little respect for the dead.
Yeah, and when I die, I'm gonna have a bouncer at the front, and it's gonna look you over, and I'll let you in or not.
Put it in your will.
I am. I'm going to.
That means Adam can't go.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you see? CK sent me a video of Adam doing a promo on TV.
Yeah, he was on Fox 5.
Yeah, he was on Fox 5, and he literally looked like he went through a tornado and dutied all over himself.
He looks like he's got the beard growing out bigger than ever.
Terrible.
Wearing a t-shirt, head shave, fat, right. Broke.
There's an extra on Twisters.
Just every calamity that could happen to you.
200-300 feet, please look at that. Someone roof flying up about 200-300 feet.
Come on. I've been away 2 weeks, and I pulled that like that.
That was
Can you
impressive.
Find that clip? I haven't heard it in a long time. That I'm from PG or whatever. Don't
Valdez has that.
That is one of my favorite clips.
That's not over here.
It was like the guy was out in the snow or something, right?
I can't
remember.
Like
a snow day.
Can't remember the setup.
He was like, I'm not scared or something because I'm from PG. Right. Or
yep. I'm from PG.
Made me every time I hear that, I think of that guy, MCOK.
I hope he's still with us.
He was from Brentwood. He was from D.C.
Do you have Valdez? Did you find it? I'll never forget. It was a man on the street interview. And it was like during snow. And, the anchors are just killing time. And they just interviewed this donk. And here you go. Come on, this computer stinks so bad.
All right, so I don't advise this to walk across the middle of the street, but there's nobody coming. Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? I'm loving it.
You love this stuff?
Huh? I'm loving it.
Where are you from?
Pennsylvania originally.
So finally brought a little snow.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
I never got to see it when I was locked up earlier this year.
What's your name?
Paul Willis.
So you're out in the fresh air.
Yes, I am.
I love it. How much more do you want? A lot of snow?
Oh, no more.
No more snow. No more. All right. Have you shoveled yet?
No.
Are you going to shovel?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't live in this county. I live in PG.
That's where we came from.
He lives in PG.
That was live look at my funeral.
Thanks for viewing. All right. We got to take a break. Coming up next, Nikki Javala from the Washington Post here on The Junkies.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.